Thank you for joining us for another session of the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. I want you to turn with me to the book of Nahum, chapter 3. And we're going to talk for a few moments about the spirit of caring again. And this message is entitled, The Responsibility of Caregiving and Being True Shepherd Carers. Those who really take a shepherd's point of view at taking care of what's around about them, and guiding and helping and leading people in the things of God. Our sometimes lack of attentiveness to detail, of being circumspectful, leads us to be caught off guard. We find ourselves at times wondering what has happened after disaster strikes or situations come to our attention that, hey, catch us by surprise, and in shock and horror, we try to catch up or find a way to at least put some kind of salve or ointment upon the situation so that it's palatable or we get through it or maybe learn from the circumstance. But if we had been alert, if we had been looking circumspectly, if we had been better prepared and our heart was truly to take care of those things around about us and not being so busy and so ill-attentive that we didn't catch it, didn't see it, didn't plan for the future, we wouldn't sometimes get into the messes we are. And when it comes to taking care of people's lives and planning for the future, we sometimes don't do a very good job. We deal with the disasters when they come. We deal with the circumstance when the people lost their homes. We deal with the circumstance when a broken marriage develops. We deal with the circumstances of this, that, or the other thing that transpires that sees the effects of something that we could have maybe prevented or been at least able to give the person some wisdom or tools to develop in their lives to maybe see something very good in that person's life happen and progress rather than destruction. But let's face it, we sometimes just hone in on what we have to take care of or ourselves. And looking circumspectly or looking at the big picture isn't our thing to do. That's why it's hard to be a pastor or a shepherd. That's why it's hard to be a manager or to be a mayor. That's why it's hard to be a king or a leader. That's why it's hard sometimes to be in leadership in general. We think it's great to be a leader. You want to be a leader. Hey, you want the responsibility. You want the big paycheck, quote. But there's responsibility to it. But we're in a generation where responsibility is not really taken too seriously sometimes. And hey, we go from one place to another and burn the bridges and move on. But if we pay attention, if we try to build lives, if we try to encourage people, we can leave legacies of love, great opportunities for God's grace and work in the kingdom. See cities, towns, countries, etc., blessed because of our attentiveness, because of our leadership. We've talked before about the story of Joseph and how he prepared Egypt during a time that would come that would be of famine, and it preserved not just Egypt, but all sorts of countries, and saved his very own family later. Preparation. Looking at things not in hindsight, but the foreknowledge of God, the grace of God, the wisdom of the Lord. Sometimes we don't have the foreknowledge like Joseph did with dreams and visions and understanding supernaturally. But we do have common sense. And we do have, you know, warnings sometimes on the horizon, or we see how things should work and develop. And we gain knowledge in life in how to prepare for certain things. But many times we're not very attentive and we don't genuinely take care of business. And so business takes care of us. Let me stop for a moment. Let's go into the book of Nahum, chapter 3. There's a lot that goes on here in this passage, talking about Nineveh and the judgment that is going to befall them, that Nahum is warning about. And I wish I could read all the scriptures to you, especially in the Message translation of the Bible, because it's so blunt. So if you and your personal devotion read them, you'll see what I mean. They really strike out from the page. But the king of Assyria and the Ninevites, they just wait too long to take care of circumstances and their lifestyles, their city, their families. Everything is just broken. It's a system that is not working and finds itself exploding or imploding on itself as judgment comes. But look at verse 12, if you will. All your forts are like peach trees. The lush peaches ripe, ready for the picking. One shake of the tree and they fall straight into hungry mouths. Face it, your warriors are wimps. You're sitting ducks. Your borders are gaping doors, inviting your enemies in, and who's to stop them? Now, how has this come about? Because they weren't prepared. They weren't keeping themselves ready. They were not a culture that was seeing their preparation, defenses, and citizenry mobilized for protection for the city and having a really strong army, etc. All your forts are like peach trees. We mentioned all that. Now, verse 13. Face it, your warriors are wimps, you're sitting ducks, your borders are gaping doors, inviting your enemies in, and who can stop them? Store up water for siege, verse 14. Store up water for siege. Shore up your defenses. Get down to basics. Work the clay and make the bricks. Great. Nahum has given us a warning of impending judgment. He's already castigated us for our lifestyle, but maybe there's hope here. And okay, we'll get the water together. We'll get the defenses back up. We'll get back to basics and we'll work the clay and the bricks. But look at verse 15. Sorry, too late. Enemy fire will burn you up. Swords will cut you to pieces. You'll be chewed up as if by locusts. Yes, as if by locusts. A fitting fate for yourselves, for you are a locust plague. The people, the city, Nineveh, is a locust plague. Now, if they had got water together, if they had shored up the defenses, if they had taken care of the basics day in and day out and worked the clay and the bricks, this town, this city would have been fine. But the lack of wisdom and the lack of attentiveness towards seeing things and having a plan and a picture for the future wasn't their agenda. And they got used up by being just themselves. And look what themselves were, or was, in a sense. That's bad English, but look at this, if you will, for a moment. And I know I didn't say that correctly, but here we go. Verse 16. You've multiplied shops and shopkeepers, more buyers and sellers and stars in the sky, a plague of locusts, cleaning out the neighborhood and then flying off. You've had these people, great capitalists. They've come in, built stores, done this and that, fleeced the people, done this thing, made things and goods and such were taken care of and people had fun. But now as things get tough, things are looking more difficult, supplies are short, they're flying off, they're gone. Verse 17, your bureaucrats are locusts. Your brokers and bankers are locusts. Hey, the governmental guys were great when you thought things were okay and things were fun, and the brokers and the bankers, hey, we needed them, but hey, they fleeced you. They took you for money. Now, they're not accountable. Early on, they're all at your service, full of smiles and promises. But later, when you return with questions or complaints, you'll find them flown off, nowhere to be found. When they're asked to be responsible, to take responsibility for what they've done, for what they said they would do, and what kind of system they brought to bear on the people, they're nowhere to be found. Oh, they give you all these promises, hey, here you go. But then when it comes to what the system has done, look out. A couple years ago, right before President Obama took over as the, you know, as President of the United States, we had a terrible disaster financially because bankers and different ones and real estate people just fleeced people in the United States and other countries as well with gimmicks and things, and there was no responsibility, and hardly anybody even later went to jail for it or anything else. I still don't think that true responsibility was ever taken, and et cetera. And we might have to learn the lesson over again later as a nation because we really didn't shore up things totally and appropriately. However, there were some band-aids made and different things. However, you know, where were these people when the complaints came? Where were they when the questions came? Hey, a lot of them fled. A lot of them took no responsibility. They said their basic attitude is buyer beware. And I want you to know today, that's basically our culture in general. Buyer beware. Buyer beware. Look out. I don't care if it's a church. I don't care if it's your nation. I don't care if it's a business. In a lot of places, it's buyer beware. Consumer advocacy and people backing up consumers, people protecting, the government the government protecting us. It's not there like it should be. And so the care given towards maintaining a society within itself with the idea of perpetual motion and going forward is not really being sustained. It's here is the moment. Let me get through today and let's ignore those other things. We're not sure about those things. And hey, you can't be for certain that this is going to happen. Nahum came to the people of Nineveh with the word of God, said, hey, it's going to happen. It's over, man. Look at what you've done. Look what you could have done, but look at what's going to transpire. Folks, as caregivers, as individuals who minister to one another, in our homes, in our churches, in our businesses, wherever we're at, we need to be attentive, we need to be alert, we need to look circumspectly, and we need to have a plan for the future. We need to be attentive, we need to look at things circumspectly, we need to look towards the future. We need to remember these things and not have our head in the ground. And having an agenda towards perpetual motion rather than here and there just putting out fires or trying to get through today. Right now, there's a debate quote going on about global warming, but is there really debate about climate change? From what scientists say, there really isn't. And yet we still debate it, and we'll probably debate it till the cows come home, until it gets too bad. So is seemingly our society at this time. Let's be attentive. Let's be alert. Let's make appropriate plans for the future. And let's be wise caregivers, both with our families and outside in our ministry, in our lives, outside our family life. Look at verse 17 again. Your bureaucrats are locusts. Your brokers and bankers are locusts. Early on, they're all at your service, full of smiles and promises. But later, when you return with questions or complaints, you'll find they've flown off and are nowhere to be found. King of Assyria, your shepherd leaders in charge of caring for your people are busy doing everything else but. They're not doing their job. And your people are scattered and lost. There's no one to look after them. Pastor, teacher, shepherd leaders, civic leaders, whoever you are who might listen to this prayer message, pay attention. Be responsible. Get it together. Have a plan for the future. Too many leaders are too busy doing everything but what they're supposed to do. And they're not doing their jobs. And they wonder why there's crisis after crisis after crisis to deal with. Or circumstances are out of control. Or budgets are out of control. Whatever it might be. Lord, grant us wisdom. There are times we all go through difficult times. There are circumstances that are going to befall each and every one of us in life that aren't going to be pretty. But hopefully we minimize them rather than maximize those circumstances. And we all need to have wisdom. I've made my mistakes. I know there are times when I just kept focused on what I was doing in ministry or this or that, and I've messed up on other things on the periphery or were very important towards foundational living that I was not being alert to. I was not being responsible for. And I didn't have a right plan. I wasn't getting business done. We all go through it. Let's gain through the difficult times insight. And let's recognize scriptures like this that are great pictures to be painted before us to really see things clearly and make due preparations for the future in our lives. To be good, responsible caregivers and to minister the Lord Jesus Christ in our homes, in the church, and in this world. In the home, in the church, and in this world. King of Assyria, your shepherd leaders in charge of caring for your people are busy doing everything else but. They're not doing their job, and your people are scattered and lost. There's no one to look after them. Verse 19, you're past the point of no return. Your wound is fatal. When the story of your fate gets out, the whole world will applaud and cry, encore! Your cruel evil has seeped into every nook and cranny of the world. Everyone has felt it and suffered. You're not just going to suffer, others are going to suffer. But it didn't have to be this way. If you would have done what? Verse 14, store up the water for the siege, shore up your defenses, get down to basics, and work the clay and the bricks. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Help us to be good shepherd leaders. Help us to be responsible caregivers. And help us in every avenue of our lives to be able to be attentive, to be able to look at things circumspectly, to be able to have a plan for the future, and to get down to business. And Lord, let's not put it all off for the future. Lord, there are things in my life I need to take care of today. God, give me wisdom. Don't let me just try to patch up considering the next disaster or the next problem at hand. Help me to be able to store up those things that I need to do in the warehouse of your grace, in the wisdom of God that will help and prepare me for the future to take care and undertake those purposes of your will and grace in my life that need to be followed after in the will of God to see the work of the Lord be done. Help me to prepare. Help me to put in storage. Help me to lay up in heaven those things which moth and rust cannot corrupt or thieves break in and steal, the scripture says. Lord, give us grace that we might win in this race. And Lord, I pray, God, for your touch and your anointing upon each and every one who is listening in right now. And God, you would help them in their lives to prepare and see the goodness of God and not be caught unaware and to be able to see through things and to say, hey, Lord, thank you for giving me these insights. Thank you, Father. Touch, heal, minister, touch, and strengthen lives today. I'm not going to slap anybody for the mistakes they made because I'd be slapping myself too. Help us, Lord, to be wise stewards of the things of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Give us wisdom today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope this word touches your heart, and I hope I conveyed it in a way that you got something out of it today. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Thank you for being with us. Till next time on The Prayer Line.